time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Raiders on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Appreciate you being here. Disappointing loss, tough loss. Could have gone our way for sure, but we didn't get the job done. 0-2. We are going to play a 17-game season, and we will be defined by the next 15 games. So that's going to be our objective, to play the best 15 games we can, be the best football team we can be. And if we do that, then we're going to have a really good season, have a shot to win a lot of games and get in the playoffs and make a run. So that's what we have to do. Big picture, short term, we got to go back and look at every little thing, continue to clean up the things that we know we can clean up and get better at that make a difference in games. And we'll work, continue to work very hard to do that. What questions you have? Right. Well, I saw that one, and I saw the Marlin one on the big screen. So until I see the TV copy, I'm not going to be able to say, because on the big screen, it looked like he had his hands completely off of him. I wouldn't know on either one of those what to say to those two guys for better technique. It looked like perfect technique from where I was, but I'll have to look at the TV copy to see what the official thought he saw when he called that.
John, what did you make of the second half defense? I mean, you guys held up like 40 yards in the first half. What changed? What did you see? Did they start doing anything different?
I think the penalties extended drives. That's the biggest thing. If those drives don't get extended, you got them backed up, you're going to be off the field. Then they don't have an opportunity to make plays. But, you know, when the drive gets extended, you know, for some reason, then you're playing, you know, really good playmakers, and all of a sudden the play gets made, a pass gets made here and there and all that. But, you know, we held up really well. We were fighting right down there. You know, you got a fourth and forever, and a pass interference takes it down to the one. It's, you know, usually going to score from the one. So that's hard to control that one.
John, similar influence on your offense? I mean, it seemed like, especially, you know, late in the fourth quarter, penalties kind of set your own drives back.
Yeah, we had the false starts. Those really shouldn't happen. You know, those are things that we just got to just take a deep breath and clean, and that shouldn't happen. You know, that, we're better than that. We will be. I'm not worried about those going forward, but we've got to make sure we're diligent and intentional about not having those false starts. That would have extended drives, especially the one coming out there in mid-fourth quarter with the quarterback sneak. The holding on Ronnie, I mean, I don't know. I just have to look at it and see. It didn't, you know, nothing I think I could really coach him on that I saw on the replay, but maybe there's something more there than meets the eye.
John, 0-2 on the challenges today. Were you surprised in the decision in the end on both of those?
Well, the one in the first half, you know, that was close. I thought that one was had a real chance, but it was also, we had two timeouts. We had plenty of time. Almost felt like it was calling a timeout and kind of giving our guys a chance to get a breath of air, which I wanted to do, so it was worth taking a shot there. The other one was such a high leverage play. So you had such an opportunity. It went so fast. I just thought it was worth, in the heat of battle, taking a shot at it. I would have hated to have, seen it later that he was clearly off the ground and not done it, you know. So that's the challenge of the speed of the situation sometimes.
John, I know you're going to look at tape going forward, but are you considering any? Could you consider any changes up front along the offensive line? I know Rosengarten, as it is already rotating in.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of look and try to coach the guys and keep getting better with the guys. You know, I look at the tape and we'll see. You know, I mean, we're always going to play the best players. You know, that's always part of it. If that is what your question is, we'll always try to do that.
John, on the process of the challenges, is that something that you're calling upstairs to have somebody confirm whether or not it's worthy of challenge?
Yeah, you do. And, it's going fast. I mean, you know, they're running to the line. They're going to snap it to try to make sure you can't get the challenge off. So it's not like you have all day and you don't get much of a look. Just the high leverage of it. I just felt like, and it was on me, I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to take a shot here and see if we'll win this one, because it was a big chunk play. I mean, you know, you're not going to be undefeated on challenges over the course of the season. I don't think that's the difference in the game. Would have been nice to have the timeout, but, you know, you got to take a shot sometimes too.
John, it's been 9 years since you had a team go 0-2. Kind of uncharted.
How do we know? Yeah, it's 15.
Yeah, it's been kind of uncharted territory for you. What is kind of the message that you get to the players?
Yeah, the message that we define our season. You know, we're just going to not be defined by everybody. It's going to say that we're not any good, you know, that we're done, that the season's over after two games. That's what's going to be said. We understand that, you know. But they're not here. They're not inside. No one inside is going to say that. We got to take care of our stuff, take care of our business, take care of our work, We know that we're a good football team, and we've got to go keep getting better and better and better and define the season, you know, by the way we play.
You had that incident involving the man on the chain gang who collapsed on your sideline. What did you see, and did it affect your guys being just so close to your team?
I'm just grateful that he was revived. You know, thank God, first of all, because there was prayers being made. I promise you, there was prayers being made right there touching him, and for God to bring him back, and God answered that. And for the EMS people, I mean, they were on the spot. They jumped right into action, man. They were heroes out there today. You know, that gentleman has been on our sideline. He's a wonderful person. You see him every week. And to see those guys do their job and him come back like that was a miracle.
John, I know how great Justin's been throughout his career. It seems like the 50-plus yard field goals have been a struggle dating back to last year. What do you say to him? And I'm sure you have the utmost confidence in him, the team you sent him out there.
Yeah, right. Utmost confidence in Justin, absolutely. Utmost confidence in him to send him out there every time we need a kick. And utmost confidence that he's going to be the best at it. And do a great job and do what he does. And he's our guy. We believe in Justin for sure.
Two more for John.
John, the game-tying touchdown drive that they had, did you feel like the coverage was pretty good for most of that drive? And Bowers and Adams are just really good players? Or I mean, what did you kind of make of their ability to...
I thought they made a few plays. You know, I thought we had them at fourth and forever. You know, and then we got a pass interference call in the end zone. That's what I thought. That's what I saw.
All right.
Okay,
thank
thanks.
You, Coach.